With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Twins, they won game one of a four-game series yesterday in Tampa as the Twins would get home runs from Brooks Lee and Trevor Larnach as they beat the Rays 5-4. Now, with that win, the Twins are still 3.5 games behind Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. Twins, though, they do move a game ahead of Kansas City now for the second of three wildcard spots in the American League. Kansas City, they've now lost 6 in a row. Game 2 of the four-game series in Tampa. First pitch is tonight at 5:50 Central Time. South Dakota State football, they host Incarnate Word on Saturday. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff. Jackrabbits lost their season opener on Saturday, 44-20 at Oklahoma State. That ended the Jackrabbits' 29-game winning streak. Pre-game show starts at 4 o'clock this Saturday on KORN. South Dakota State volleyball, they start their season 3-0 over the weekend at the Georgia State Invite in Atlanta. Jackrabbits would pick up wins over Florida A&M, Indiana State, and Georgia State. SDSU, they have 3 matches this week at the Western Illinois Invite. They will take on Western Illinois and Illinois Chicago on Friday. That's followed by a single match on Saturday versus Fort Wayne. Jackrabbit women's soccer, they won their third straight match, defeating Green Bay on Sunday 3-0. SDSU, they've outscored their opponents 9-0 over their 3-match winning streak. They're now 4-2 on the year. They'll be back at home as they host Drake this Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. A juvenile suspect now in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest Saturday afternoon during an attempted robbery in central San Francisco. The 23-year-old Pearsall was released from the hospital on Sunday. He had been listed in fear condition. The wide receiver was walking alone carrying shopping bags to his car shortly after 3:30 on Saturday afternoon when a suspect attempted to rob him with a gun. Police in the area responded immediately, provided emergency medical aid, and arrested the suspects. Police say there's no indication that Pearsall was targeted because he's a football player. He should play this season. He will miss at least the first month. Pearsall was drafted in the first round in April by San Francisco with the 31st pick. A September 1st deadline has gone and passed for the Mountain Wests and Washington State and Oregon State football to renew their scheduling arrangement. That passed without an agreement on Monday. It is in anticipation making schedules for the next football season without those two former Pac-12 schools. The announcement doesn't necessarily close the door on the two sides agreeing to another agreement as the 12-team Mountain West Conference typically does not release their conference football schedule until December or January. Oregon State and Washington State, they're operating this year as a two-team league, and they intend to do so next year as well after 10 Pac-12 schools left to other Power 5 conferences last season. And that's a look at your sports here on this Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.